Have you ever wondered how the English language developed into the version we are speaking right now? Today we're going to discuss its origins. The history can be split up into three broad time periods, starting with Old English in the 5th century AD, when Germanic tribes migrated across the European continent and invaded Britain, pushing out the Celtic speakers that lived there. These tribes included Saxons, Jutes, and the Angles, from which we get the word English. Unfortunately, we don't really have written records of these tribes until the 7th century, but we know that there were regional differences. To native speakers today, Old English probably looks and sounds like a foreign language because it's so different. Old English was spoken until around the 12th century, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's gone. About half of the words we use today still have Old English roots.
So modern English is still Germanic?
It certainly is. It's a West Germanic language. But much of our vocabulary has been borrowed or influenced by others throughout history. For example, before the Germanic tribes invaded Britain, they lived next to the Roman Empire and picked up a lot of words from their Latin-speaking neighbors. Then during the late Old English period, they were influenced by Norse-speaking Scandinavian tribes who had settled other parts of England. Following the Old English period came Middle English, which was spoken from around 1100 AD until the year 1500. You might be wondering what happened to trigger the shift to Middle English. Well, there was another invasion in 1066. This time, William the Conqueror led the Norman conquest of England. Who can tell me what language they brought with them?
French.
Good! It was the French dialect called Old Norman. And once they invaded, the Norman kings living in England started speaking a version called Anglo-Norman. Language became a sort of class division. The higher nobility spoke Anglo-Norman, and the commoners spoke English. Then, in the 14th century, the Norman French declined and English became the dominant spoken language. But at the same time, many words derived from French were added to the English language. During this period, spelling, grammar, and vocabulary changed, but it was still considerably different from what we think of as English. That brings us to modern English, which I'll divide into two categories. Early modern English began with what is called the Great Vowel Shift during the 15th century. This was basically a change in pronunciation of the English language, especially long vowels. During the early modern period, which lasted into the 17th century, there was another important factor that again influenced English. Can anyone guess what happened?
Was it the Renaissance?
Sure, that's part of it. The cultural and artistic movement spread to England during this period and increased literacy. The first English dictionary was published in 1604, and books became cheaper and more common as people learned to read. And in order to print, they had to standardize grammar and spelling. The British started traveling and colonizing, meaning they also had more contact with other people and cultures. All of this just implies that they adopted words from other languages. They borrowed heavily from Latin and Greek because of the particular influence on classical learning. Other words came from Italian or German, and even Americanisms existed during this period. Finally, we come to late modern English, which started around 1700 and continues today. The main difference between early and late modern English is the vocabulary. Today we have more words and more diverse vocabulary, one of the consequences of globalization and the Industrial Revolution. With the creation of new technology, there was need for new words and names to express it all. Plus, the British Empire was at its peak. As it colonized, it adopted words from other countries and brought English to these areas. So we see regional differences emerge. And the major development of late modern English is the split between two main varieties, which are...
British and American?
Correct. There are more, of course, but these are the most prominent ones. They differ in pronunciation, spelling, and also expressions. With Western expansion, Spanish and French, which were already spoken in certain areas, influenced American English. To some extent, the slave trade also brought West African words into modern English. Today, American English is important because of the United States' cultural dominance through, for example, movies, music, and technology. However, British English is still referred to as Standard English. It's the basis for official pronunciation in dictionaries, and it's the English foreigners typically learn.